I was born bold.
Deliverr, simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more, visit deliverr.com.au. Worth, all the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Stephen Silvani to join us from 8 until 9, yes.
Can you group text me with the 8:30 man?
No, I cannot.
I've just been calculating. Your 8:30 man went very early on the crouch deal to St Kilda and the trade options.
With Dunstan and Robinson and Webster. So
that's
they
right.
could get the money up so they could get the pick two.
That's right.
And everyone laughed and he was spot on the money.
And he was one of the first to go with Treloar as well. So he has said, I believe, that he's got something else for us before 8:30 this morning. He's a little bit earlier than he's become the sort of like the 8.
Oh, that's how good he's been.
8:18 type man. Now.
It's got nothing to do with me. This is all his stuff and he's been superb. Hey, tougher year than most this year for footballers all around the joint. And not just footballers, for all of us out there. Movember might be more important than ever. We're calling on Mobros to unite. Farewell the follicle. Shave down on October 30 to raise funds that'll stop men from dying too young. And a man that's getting behind the campaign is the Western Bulldogs midfielder, Lin Jong. And he joins us. G'day, Lin.
G'day. Thanks for having me this morning.
Good on you. Good to talk to you. How important is the Movember campaign to you? You've been very public and brave, and we congratulate you on speaking so openly about your own issues and struggles. How important is this for you?
Yeah, it's something that sort of come to light to me in sort of the past few years, I guess, coming more publicly about my own mental health issues. So I guess it's something that's really important to me to sort of share my story and help with Movember and sort of get those conversations going.
What is your story, Lin?
So for me, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety in about 2018, I think. Which I don't think necessarily where the day you're diagnosed is when it starts, but that was sort of my situation, and I ended up having to speak to the club and take time off from playing football as advised from professionals. I guess since then I sort of tried to find the passion and love for football again and just enjoyment in life again, and it's been going pretty well ever since.
Has it been hard to find the passion for football post that diagnosis?
I think post it was a challenge at the start, but sort of after coming being honest and open about it, it's been a lot easier to sort of I guess be myself in a way. So it's been easier in that sense.
That's great. Within the confines of the dressing room, is this something that you feel now comfortable just talking about openly with the other players?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to encourage them as much as I can. I think originally it was quite tough and I just wasn't quite sure how it would be perceived and I guess what kind of judgments would come along with it. But when you think of it from the other side and how you would act if your mate, came to you and said they were struggling, I think you'd be pretty fine with it and say it's all fine.
Yeah, no, it has come a long way and we are thankful for it. A lot of research has been done on this and the effects of the pandemic, particularly men's health, has been one of the casualties. It's concerning. Job losses, relationship stresses, social isolation, all those things are taking a toll.
Yeah, I think you mentioned earlier that 2020 obviously has been like a year like no other, and it's going to be a real struggle for a lot of people out there. So I guess this year is as important as any to get those conversations going, and especially for Movember and raising those funds.
And it's hard when your footy's not on the same path as well. I mean, you got your whole 2020 campaign with that ankle injury. You ended up leaving the hub, so that doesn't help. That contributes to some pretty difficult times, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think, honestly, in the past sort of few years in football, I haven't gone too great for me. But leaving the hub was a tough thing. It was tough to leave the boys, but I think ultimately the advice I got was the best thing to do was sort of get the surgery underway and hopefully get up and going for the next pre-season whenever that starts.
You just need a good run at it, don't you?
I would like to finish off a full season. I think it's been in about 6 odd years. So I really would like a good run at it, but I know with I guess with footy, you know, injuries do come along with it. But I hope to get a full go at it in 2021.
Oh, you're doing a great thing here by continuing to raise awareness for the challenges that you've confronted, and speaking out, I think, is going to make a big difference. So appreciate it. Hope you get yourself right. Enjoy the off-season. Come back bigger than ever. Thanks for your time this morning, Lynn.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
Good on you. Lynn John there, who's an ambassador for Movember. For more info, you go to movember.com and get behind this. Shave yourself down. Get a nice clean shave on October the 30th, Wispy.
Did you start in July with your shave down?
Oh, jeez. You do that, your sharper stuff?
Yes, it is today. Have you got your back done yet?
I'm not having another shave because we've finished television. I'm not having another shave till March 30th.
You know, there's a lot of people who look better with beards. A lot of people that look better with beards. I want you to give me some nominations who you think looks better with a beard.
Chief?
Chief looks great with a beard. I love the Chief's beard.
I wouldn't go that far.
He looks great with a beard. Better. I wouldn't be surprised if it hasn't helped the Chief with the fairer sex.
I'd be
very surprised if it hasn't.
Peter Fitzsimons?
Much better with a beard. I think if you can't grow the hair on the head,
right,
then the beard is the next best option.
So? Aren't you allowed to grow one?
I haven't tried growing a beard.
Won't Lewis let you grow a beard?
Lewis has got a beard. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I had a beard.
Okay, here's a question. Would you be allowed to read the news with a beard?
I'll ask that question later today. I think probably not. There used to be a rule in TV.
Mitch?
There used to be a rule in TV that you couldn't have a hamstring or a hamstring.
Could they? Or not? That'd be a good beard.
I just wish the cameras were operating here at the moment and this was going live somewhere.
Susavati is going to join us out of 8 o'clock on the McCafe menu. Don't forget, four chances. That'd be a beard for the Toyota Caller of the Year, where you could win a Toyota Kluger GX 2-wheel drive, new car time. Search Toyota Bellevue.